Her hair was like the tassels on the corn he had seen all of his life growing up. He knew this was not a really romantic description, so he kept it to himself, but he couldn't stop thinking it, like golden sunshine and the ripe harvest. It was a good time when he was young and a beautiful time, so he saw it as a beautiful thing to compare her to. He, however, kept it to himself and just smiled. The drive along the endless highway through Kansas and the never-ending cornfields sprawled out in all directions, deepening the metaphor for him. She was beautiful, and when she saw he was looking at her, she smiled and his heart skipped a beat. She was in a little sundress that showed off her cleavage perfectly as they drove. Truckers honked periodically in approval. He laughed. He couldn't be angry. If he saw her driving by, he'd want to let her know what he thought, too. He reached over and took her hand and squeezed it. They were almost there. The cool thing about the endless fields of Kansas corn is that certain exits off the highway lead to nothing but those endless fields. Nothing but miles and miles of fields and no people. That was their destination today. She lit a cigarette and let the breeze blow her hair into a fiery mane that whipped about and dazzled the eyes. Sitting back a little bit, she let her legs spread just a tad so that her short sundress rode up just a little further, up to mid-thigh now. She knew it was dangerously close to starting to reveal her lack of panties to any trucker going by. With a mischievous grin at him, she slid forward in the seat just a touch, and her shaved lips peeked out just slightly to a careful observer. He grinned and looked at her lips, licking his own in anticipation. She was so sexy, it was hard to not just pull over and start touching now. Instead, he stepped on the accelerator and drove faster. He knew it was just a few miles to go. It seemed like those miles took years, his excitement taunting him as he kept glancing over to her and saw the dress rise further and further until her shaved pussy was basking in the summer sun, bare to the world. She grinned and lit another cigarette, taking long drags on it as she let her other hand very subtly play with her lips, glancing over with her impish eyes to see if he was watching. He was, and she was thrilled to the audience, to her naughtiness. She didn't outright play with her pussy. It was a slow tease, fingers tracing her lips just slightly, teasing herself until she could feel how wet she was getting. She was almost dripping as she shifted and turned slightly to him. He swerved and nearly went off the road as her lips parted, as she scooted in the seat and the wetness inside was revealed. Shaking his head, he floored it and took the next exit as fast as he could. He was biting his lip and looking at her every few seconds, his eyes ravenous for her now. She smiled and threw out the last of the cigarette, letting her fingers finally penetrate her lips for one quick tease up her wet slit. She drew the finger to her mouth and rubbed her own juices on her sensuous lips, coating her kisses with her sex. Grinning wildly, she leaned over and kissed him so he could taste her arousal. His cock was raging against the fabric of his jeans, wanting her so badly. His breath was ragged like an animal. He was grinning and driving as fast as he could on the dirt service road. Finally, he spied what he wanted and drove to it, a huge irrigation tower, a metal beam structure that could be moved field to field to spray water in the summer heat. Pulling up to it, he jumped out of the car almost before it had stopped. She laughed as she watched him stalk around the car, watching her the entire time. His steps were fast but careful, like an animal stalking its prey. He rounded the car and opened the door. Teasing, she just looked at him, like she was unsure of what he intended to do. Laughing, he grabbed her arm and pulled her to him, and they kissed, her dress still up over her ass in the breeze. She liked the feeling of the hot sun on her bare skin and loved the feeling of his hungry kisses eating her alive. His hand ran down her back to her ass and then explored her, grabbing, rubbing, squeezing her ass cheeks and enjoying her. When the kiss broke, there were no words. Words were for another time. They were past wanting to speak. They wanted to feel, taste, touch, but not speak. Another kiss, deeper, more passionate than the last, tongues stabbing into each other, exploring and tasting. His hand slid up her back to the zipper, and with one move, she felt her dress loosen, and she let it fall from her arms and stood naked in the summer sun in his arms. His hands went all over her then, touching every inch, like he was consuming her with touch, every last morsel. His kisses slipped from her lips, and he began to kiss and bite down her neck. She let her head drift back and enjoyed the feeling of him devouring her. Pulling the dress over her hips, he let it drop, and she stepped out of it. He stepped back and watched her so she could do a model turn and wiggle her ass for him. They both laughed and kissed again. Another one followed. Another kiss. She turned. She looked at the tower and then back to him, and he grinned. She didn't know how he got the schedule of the water, but their timing was perfect. The grinding got closer and closer, and she squealed and kissed him once more before rushing away to the cornfield among the half-grown ears. The thunking noise got very loud, and then a swish could be heard. Seconds later, the tower came alive and began to spew water in every direction. She squealed again as the cold water hit her naked body, and she loved it. The water sprayed in a steady mist that quickly soaked her body, leaving her glistening in the sun. She turned and looked back. He was taking his last sock off, and then he was naked and ready to join her in the deluge. His body was not as tanned as hers, but the skin tone made it look a little darker. His hard cock bounced and bobbed in front of him like it was pointing her out as the target. He grinned and tossed his sock away and ran into the spray to catch her. They stood there naked, kissing again, hands exploring each other's slick flesh, running over and over every curve and inch of the other's body. When they broke the embrace again, she looked at him and smiled, the water running down his face and body. The mist making a rainbow in the summer sun seemed to make it all seem unreal. He urged her to the tower, and she quickly scampered up the first rung of metal bars so that she was slightly taller than him. Turning, she pushed her ass out for him and spread her legs, holding on tight to the slippery metal. He took his ass in his hands. It was just below his face level and hunched down slightly, pushing his face between her butt cheeks as his tongue went right into her wet, waiting, aching slit. She grabbed as his tongue penetrated her and flexed wide, opening her pussy so he could suck on her. She purred and ground her pussy against his face, rubbing her swollen clit against his unshaven chin as he ate her with wet, sloppy sounds, his hands digging into her ass cheeks like a starving man. He sucked and licked, and she felt him drinking her juices, and still he sucked harder and harder, like he would drink all of her right down. the hot metal of the tower against her tits and the cold water spraying on her flesh added to the roller coaster of sensations. She felt it building inside, that deep, aching wave, like a fire that tickles, electricity surging. His tongue kept licking and spreading her open. His fingers dug into her flesh and spread her cheeks wide so the water ran down her ass. His sucking so hard, she felt like she was going to be swallowed up. She ground against his face, looking out to the distant sight of the highway, people driving by, people missing the show. The feeling began to make her breathing jump. Her whole body shook. She cried out. All the sensations exploded and lost barriers. They all became one thing. She let herself scream out as loud as she could, gripping the steel hard, like she was standing on a tower of cocks. She shoved her pussy down hard on his face and shook as the orgasm finally ripped loose. Thrashing her hair, water spraying, she started to collapse onto him, into him. She convulsed and then let herself slide into his arms. She was in the mud. He had lowered her to the ground. The water still sprayed them. He was standing over her, his hard cock stabbing out and pointing at her. Smiling, he watched her writhe in the cold mud, the sensation of the wet, sloppy mud, too good to just jump up from. She felt it get all over her, and she liked it. His cock jumped up and down as she rubbed the dirty mess over her big tits. He stepped back and watched her, taking one step up the tower himself. As he stood there, cock saluting, the wind, the sun behind him, water cascading over his flesh, dripping off the swollen head with pre-cum. She got hungry, ravenous actually. She crawled in the mud to him, dragging her legs in the slick, wet mess, cat-like, hunting. She grinned. His cock was waiting. She stood up, and his cock was directly in her face, perfect height. Her hands entwined into his hair. He pushed her face forward onto his cock. She held her lips so tightly that his cock had penetrated her and violated her mouth. She loved that feeling of the big cock forcing its way into her hot mouth. She began to suck him, swallowing his cock to the balls, and then back again, letting her own saliva drool out as she face-fucked herself onto his cock. He leaned back and groaned, her sucking taking him to a special place. He watched her sucking, licking, stroking him with such an eager look, his eyes almost closing each time she sucked him back in deep. She began to stroke faster and faster, hungry, wanting to be fed a big load from him. She looked up and then locked eyes. She loved seeing him watching her. She grabbed her tits with her free hand and pulled at her nipple, half because it felt so good, half because he loved to see her play with her tits for him. He was groaning and growling, his hands full of her dirty hair, grabbing her head and fucking up into her mouth now. She pumped his hard cock and moaned, the vibrations sending him over the edge. Growling a savage growl, he threw his head back, long hair, spraying water into the air as he howled his victory, gnashing his teeth. He held his breath for one precious second, and then his cock jerked hard against the roof of her mouth and began to spray its wet, salty reward. She sucked and lapped at the flow, but he always came a lot. The cum splattered out of her mouth and down her nude form. She sucked and swallowed and licked and pumped him until every last drop he had was spent. She sucked him a little more, until he was so oversensitized he pulled away and spasmed a little. Grinning, she stepped back. He slid off the tower and kissed her. They both tasted their own cum in that kiss, and the sweat, and the water, and the passion. The cold water washed down over them as they embraced, touching, kissing, panting. The water washed them clean. The mud, the cum, and the road just drizzled away until they were bare. The metallic thunking sound returned, and a groan, and then the water slowly stopped, the last few drops dripping out, and then the day was hot and dry again. They stepped through the mud to the car and threw on their clothing. Getting back in, they kissed again before heading back to the highway. They still had a long drive to go. Who knows? Maybe there would be more fields to explore.